Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. Wood River setting at 8-8 on the season. Losses to state-rated Centura, Hastings St. Cecilia, Sandy Creek, Kearney Catholic, Fillmore Central, dropped one to Ravenna, who's in the rankings, Shelton. The only team that is not rated when they played them is Ord, and that was their last loss. For the Gibbon Lady Buffs, number 12 is a 5'6 sophomore, Emma Van Meter. Number 13 is a 5'9 senior, Taylor Godbusson. Number 14 is a 5'3 junior, Melissa Baker. Number 23 is a 5'6 junior, Micah Stahl. And number 32 is a 5'3 junior, Kate Baker. The head coach of the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, and he's been doing it a long time, is Scott Rasmussen, assisted by Leon Stahl and Nikki O'Nate. They have seen the highs and lows for these basketball teams from state tournament appearances, and they've struggled this year. As we've said, they've dropped 10 in a row. They are 2-15 on the season, but they have played three consecutive state-rated teams in Amherst, Centura, and Kearney Catholic, so they're hoping for a little bit better work here tonight at home. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. And we'll be back with the start of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at that Lou Platt Conference bracket. And don't forget, part of a girls-boys doubleheader tonight should be a good one. Both Gibbon and Wood River are playing better boys basketball here over the last couple of weeks of the season. On the Lou Platt Conference for the girls' side, on Monday night will be your play-in games. And Gibbon will be traveling to Adams Central for a 7 o'clock game, while Loup City will be at St. Paul. Then Tuesday night, the quarterfinals will be as follows. The number one seed Centura will host the St. Paul Loup City winner. Ord will host Wood River. That game is Tuesday at 7 o'clock. In the bottom half of the bracket, Kearney Catholic will host Donovan Trumbull at 6:15, and Ravenna will host the Adams Central Gibbon winner also at 6:15. On the boys' side, here's how things look Monday night in the play-in game. Centura will be here at Gibbon. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock, and Ord will be at Wood River. Again, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Then on Tuesday, the Wood River Ord winner will play Ravenna at 8 o'clock. St. Paul will play at Donovan Trumbull at 7 o'clock. In the bottom half of the bracket, Kearney Catholic will host Loup City at 8 o'clock, and Adams Central will host the Gibbon Centura winner at Adams Central Tuesday night on the boys' side at 7 o'clock. The semifinals for the girls next Thursday, the boys next Friday, and the championship and consolation Saturday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all at St. Paul and all right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Plus, the Kearney Catholic quarterfinal games Tuesday can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're about ready to get our basketball action underway, and you are listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and as always, the World Wide Web, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Eagles are in there in traveling purple with white trim. They'll go from left to right. And for Gibbon, they're in their home white and blue trim from right to left. We're ready to jump it up. Taylor Godvinson and Morgan Heiss. And the ball with Todd Rosno and our officiating crew is in the air. And the opening tip will be controlled by Kelly Bossert, even though it was Godvinson that actually won the tip. Bossert ran down the loose ball. Gibbons going to come out and start in a man-to-man defense. So Wood River will post up Bossert. And as she leans in on Godvinson, she lost her balance and walked with the basketball. So turnover on the opening possession, and Wood River will put on pressure. And obviously this has given Gibbon problems through the year, and one of the reasons that they have struggled in the win column. But they do break the press, no problem this time. Van Meter brings it down the middle of the lane, dishes the ball off to Baker, kicks it out Godvinson for the three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Baugh. She's off to the races, but Gibbon gets back defensively, fires it through the lane to Fisher, and back out to Baugh. Baugh had five threes Thursday night against Shelton in what was just a really, really well-played game. Eagles work the ball around the perimeter here in the opening minute of our conference tournament or conference action as they get it to Bossert. Missed a shot, got a rebound, missed it again, but a foul is going to be called. One thing that you can take control of is boxing out, getting those rebounds. The foul was on Taylor Godvinson, the first of the game, and Bossert will go to line to shoot two. Kelly, just a solid basketball player. She can get you a double-double about any time. 15 and 13 last week when we saw him against Shelton, and Bossert will knock down the first free throw. So Wood River is on the board first, and the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Bossert makes them both. Wood River has jumped out 2-0, and they'll put on that pressure defense, but ball gets in, and Van Meter's able to get it into the front court where Wood River will go into a man-to-man, and the ball will be deflected out of bounds by Connor Fisher. So Gibbon will throw it in at midcourt. Wood River will continue to pressure the ball. They throw it all the way in the backcourt to Baker. Baker will push it across the timeline, guarded by Kelsey Baugh. Gives it over to Melissa Baker. Baker on the right elbow will give it to Stahl. Micah faces up, but is 19 feet away from the hoop. Takes a couple of dribbles, now brings it into the paint. As she drives, she kicks it out to Van Meter. Casts up the three. It is no good. Rebound comes out to Baugh again. Up the floor to Fisher. One on two. Fisher has to stop and kick the ball back out. So Gibbon at least is getting back defensively here as they swing the ball back over on the right side to Alexis Burkhart. The ball is stolen away. Second turnover for Wood River. Up the floor comes Gibbon, and Gibbon can't handle it. They'll turn it right back over. So the Eagles will walk the ball up the floor here. 2-0, looking for our first bucket of the game. A couple of free throws have been recorded here by the Eagles. Fisher with it on the left elbow, tries to lob it into Bossert. They double-team her, wraparound pass, try to get it to Baugh. It's knocked away by Melissa Baker, ends up in the hands of Burkhart. Her shot is no good. Out of bounds, they're going to say it was last touched by Gibbon. And so we've had a lot of activity, but not a lot of scoring here in the first 2 minutes. Wood River ball on the baseline. Connor Fisher to throw in. Fisher, unguarded, waiting against the zone, throws it up to Heiss, swings it right side. Burkhart tries a three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Gibbon, and coming out of there with it is Melissa Baker. Up the floor comes Van Meter. Got bumped a little bit by Fisher, but held on to the ball. They try to spread the floor here against the man-to-man, look for some dribbling or passing lanes to get close in. Get it to Godvinson. She backs her way in, kicks it back out on the wing, lost the handle. And picked back up by Gibbon at midcourt. Micah Stahl reset the offense. 2-0, Wood River, 5:30 to go, first quarter. Just underway here in our girls' game. Off the pick, we've got a foul called on the Eagles, Alexis Burkhart. First foul here on Wood River. So Gibbon looking for their first points. They've thrown up a couple of threes, haven't been able to hit them. They'll change that up here with Godvinson to throw it in underneath the hoop. Needs somebody to move. Throws it on the wing to Melissa Baker. Baker tries to come into the paint. Wood River's reaching but not doing anything defensively. And now a walk called on Gibbon. Second turnover for Gibbon. So we're even at two apiece. And both teams trying to find something to get them going here. And let's see if Wood River can find something on this offensive possession. As Bob will bring it up the floor. Gives it off to Burkhart. Burkhart off the pick. Comes up top, fakes the three-pointer, goes to Bossert to the right side of the key, tries to back in on Godvinson, who's double-teamed. Quick reversal into the left-hand corner to Heiss. Wood River's moving the ball, but they sure aren't getting it inside. Gibbons did a good job switching on the screens. Now they try to force it inside. We're going to get a loose ball, and it is picked up by Heiss. So they'll recapture it out to Baugh. Three-pointer, no good. Long rebound to Morgan Heiss. So Wood River just needs to simmer down here a little bit, get into their offense, try a pick and roll. Bossert drives, trips over Godberson, and they call her for a foul. That's her second. That's one of those where you have to call a foul, but Godberson really wasn't at fault there. It'll be the second on Taylor, and the leading scorer for Gibbon has to come out of the game with 4:39 to go in the first quarter with two fouls. Eagles ball. They'll stack the right side of the lane, lob it to Burkhart, right back to Fisher. In the paint, they try to get it to Bossert. And another foul called on Gibbon. I thought for a second there we might get a three-second call. Fouls on Emma Van Meter. And the Eagles will try it again. Same look on the inbounds play. All the way up top to Baugh. Swings it down low. Turnaround jumper. Bossert over the double team, up and in. First field goal of the game at the 4:30 mark here of the first quarter. 4-0 in favor of Wood River. Up the floor with it will be Micah Stahl. See what Gibbon does now without Godberson. Tries to get it down low. Get it into the hands of Ashley Kastner, who checked in. Now Stahl to the baseline. Left-hand dribble. Takes it to the rack and scores. Micah Stahl with a good move down the left baseline. Gets Gibbon on the board. Wood River hustles it up the floor. The ball knocked out of the hands of Burkhart. And it's still on the floor. It will be picked up by Gibbon. And the Buffaloes will call it timeout once they jump on it. And might be just the same for Wood River. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. I'm sure Coach Parlin wants to talk to his team. It is 4-2. Wood River with the lead. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back. We thank our sponsors for allowing us to bring you tonight's basketball action. As we head into the final month, we're less than a month to go in the regular season. Conference tournament for the girls 1 week after that. As the ball is poked away by Connor Fisher. Stolen away. Gibbons' third turnover. Back up to Fisher. Drives. Layup. Too strong. No good. Rebound deflected to Micah Stahl. And Gibbon will have the basketball. Wood River has missed a lot of shots here in the first 4 minutes of the game. Stahl throws over the pressure to Melissa Baker. Not a tall team here, especially with Godberson out. Now Bossert makes another steal. Outlet pass to Fisher. Overthrows her. Baugh grabs it, kick it out to Heiss for three, almost banked it in. It was so strong. And the rebound run down to the corner by Micah Stahl. But her outlet pass is stolen away. Swing it over to Baugh. She's wide open, and the three is good. So Kelsey Baugh finally puts an end to the madness by a bucket here. And it is 7-2 in favor of Wood River. Up the floor with it here will be Emma Van Meter. Van stutter dribble, throws to the right wing. Stahl comes into the paint, tries to make some room, turn around, jumper, draws the foul. I think the Eagles have not been able to get to the pace here of Gibbon. There's not a flow to this game, and it has thrown them off of their game, especially what we've seen the last couple of times. The foul is on Kelly Bossert. It'll be her first of the team, second. And at the line, Stahl to shoot a pair of free throws, and the first one is good. We have got some subs coming into the game. Harley Brown and Nicole Treadway for Gibbon and for Wood River. Here comes Amber Willoughby and also Kyla Kimmenau. Normal substitutions there for Coach Darren Parlin. Free throw number two by Stahl is no good. And Bossert will grab her third rebound. She'll push the ball up the floor herself on the right side. Hit the trailer. Boss. Swing it left side to out. Gets it inside to Willoughby. Willoughby doesn't want to do anything with it. Skip pass over to Baugh for another three, and that one will not go. Tries to follow the shot to grab her own rebound, but Brown will grab it for Gibbon. Harley will dribble the ball across the timeline here as both teams try to figure out who they've got in the man-to-man. Gibbon playing with the ball out around the volleyball line instead of the top of the key, so they're a long way away from the hoop. Now they get it closer to the arc. Stahl, bounce pass the paint, diving for it. Baugh deflects it away. Burkhart comes up with a loose ball. Up ahead to Willoughby, one on two. Gonna like it. Stops, throws it out for a three-pointer. Burkhart, it's no good. The threes are not falling tonight for Wood River, and out of bounds it goes. Back in, Morgan Heise here for the Eagles. 2:08 to go in the first quarter. 7-3, and Coach Darren Parlin says, I'm going to call a timeout. So each team has called a timeout with 2:08 to go in the first quarter. 7-3, Wood River. We'll be right back.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web. Don't forget North Carolina, North Carolina State College men's basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. 2 minutes to go, first quarter here. It is the Wood River girls leading at Gibbons 7-3. Gibbons been turning it over. Wood River's been missing a lot of shots, and that's kind of been the story so far of our first quarter. 6 turnovers for Gibbons. And they've got the basketball here. Their leading scorer, Godberson, is on the bench with 2 fouls. They get it inside. Shot is going to be blocked in there by Morgan Heise on the Kastner attempt. Ball rolls all the way into the front court. It's picked up, shot, and scored by Alexis Burkhart. That ball basically rolled all the way to the hoop. By the time Burkhart caught up to it, she was right by the bucket and was able to score. A 6-point lead now for the Eagles. As Harley Brown brings it into the front court, trying to fire it inside. It gets kicked back out top. Minute 15 to go, first quarter. 9-3 now. Gibbon ball. Macy Milks is in there. Harley Brown back up top. Jump pass, try to get it inside to Treadway. They overthrew her. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Gibbon. So they'll maintain possession. Back in Fisher and Boster for Wood River after a short breather. Milks to throw it in now for Gibbon. Micah Stahl has all 3 of their points here in the first quarter. And now Leah Danielson is going to check into the basketball game. Gibbon has 1 more home game for the girls, and that's Fillmore Central on the 9th. Gibbon basketball gets in, and immediately the shot by Danielson from 17 is no good. Offensive rebound by Kastner gets the shot up. It sits on the rim. It won't go. And then we've got a tie-up between Kastner and Bossert, and the arrow will point the way of Wood River. Just under a minute now to go here in the first quarter. 9-3, Lady Eagles with the lead. Bossert with 4 of the 9. And she has the ball on the high post. 1 dribble, kicks it out on the wing to Kimenow. Back up top, Fisher drives into traffic. Ball deflected away. 4th turnover for Wood River. Steal is made by Nicole Treadway. She'll give it off to Danielson. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Back to Brown. Spread the floor again here. Eagles playing man-to-man, but they'll sag a little bit when the ball gets to the point. And Harley Brown, her defender's about 10 feet off of her, and Connor Fisher playing catch around the perimeter. The Buffaloes have it to Milks up top. Swing it right side to Danielson. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Trying to go into a 4 corner here as Coach Scott Rasmussen says, now that we've done this, let's play for that last shot. Get it into Milks, kicks it back out. The ball being kicked around. Milks gets it back. 8 seconds. And as they drive the baseline, it is kicked out of bounds, and Gibbon loses the handle. So 7 seconds here for Wood River to try and get a shot off, a good shot off. Gibbon will put a little pressure on as they throw it in. Connor Fisher now on the run, grabs the ball midcourt with 5 to the free throw line, turns, kicks it out. The ball stolen away, and Gibbon will not get a shot away as a nice defensive play was made by Leah Danielson. So after 1, it's Wood River 9 and Gibbon 3. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doug Goodwin with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back here at Gibbon High School where the Lady Buffs will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. And 4 seconds in, we've got a reach-in foul on Kelsey Baugh. Her first, nobody has more than one for Wood River. That's just a third team foul. Godberson's back in with the two fouls for Gibbon. Micah Stahl, left baseline, and she hits again. Both of the buckets here in the game from Gibbon, from Stahl on the same exact spot on the floor, driving that left baseline. 9-5. Wood River with the lead here underway in the second quarter of play. Wood River 5, turnovers, Gibbon 7. Rebounds, Wood River 7, Gibbon 6. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 for the Eagles, 0 of 2 for the Buffs. Bossert in the paint, turnaround jumper from 7 is up and in. 6 points now for Kelly Bossert as they've been trying to get her posted up the whole time, and as Gibbon throws it in, they travel with the basketball. So Wood River gets another free possession here underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Connor Fisher. Fisher lobs it to Bossert, puts the shot up partially blocked in there by Emma Van Meter. The ball's kicked around. Bossert got it back, had to kick it out as she was falling down. Reset Fisher. He drives in around Godverson, who had to get out of the way with those two fouls. The shot's no good. The ball is punched out of bounds by Gibbon. So Wood River will throw it in again. Eagles underneath their own hoop. Fisher looking, throws it all the way out top. Baugh open, 3 on the way, no good. Baugh was hot at Shelton last week, but not tonight. Running it down is Connor Fisher. And they'll try another 3 from the left wing. Heiss puts it up, no good. Another offensive rebound, Baugh into the right-hand corner, Fisher. It's been a 3 or a Bossert jumper, basically. They try to lob it into Kelly, they overshoot her, and it's headed out of bounds. She throws it back in. Ball still being kicked around, and Gibbon finally comes away with the steal. Up the floor with it will be Emma Van Meter. Van Meter across the timeline here. They have got Wood River to play their kind of style here, a little off-kilter as Godverson gets the 14-footer up and in. Taylor with her first bucket of the ball game. It's down to 4, 11-7, with 6.5 to go here in quarter number 2. Coach Darren Parlin trying to talk to Kelsey Baugh, get her offense started here. They go with a high 1-4. Fisher with it. They're trying to sneak Bossert off the back pick, but she is well covered. Gibbon's been playing very good defense so far in this basketball game. Working off the pick, switching when they need to, tracking down loose balls. They had some troubles on rebounds a couple of times, but outside of that, they've been hanging in there. Wood River just can't figure it out right now. Heiss on the left wing tries the 2-foot bounce pass to Bossert, reverse it right side. Baugh is there, 1-on-1, guarded by Baker. Long possession here for Wood River. Fisher backs in. Now out to Bossert for 3, and it's good. Well, if you're given, you've got to just say, all right, if Kelly Bossert's going to shoot 3, you got to let her do it. And now Gibbon's going to turn the basketball over as Godverson was falling down right at midcourt and over and back because the ball bounced into the backcourt. Turnover number 9 here in the first half on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Don't forget at the half, the Ruta Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats, preview the boys' game, update you on a couple of other college scores that are going on, and let you know more about the conference tournament next week. Burkhardt uncovered 3. Alexis is over everything, too strong. Rebound brought down by Micah Stahl. Stahl with a left-hand dribble gets it across the timeline right in front of the Wood River bench, stops, reverse it over to Godverson. Bossert's on her all the way at the top of the key. Taylor will shoot the long jumper if she can. Van Meter will put up a 13-footer straight away, no good. Bossert grabs the rebound. That is her looking for somebody. Gives it to Baugh. Baugh hustled up the floor. The Eagles have numbers. Heiss to the baseline. Cut off there by Stahl. Now into Bossert. And as she attacks the hoop, we're going to get a foul called on Emma Van Meter. And for Van Meter, that'll be her second. So she has 2, Godverson has 2, and the team has 4. Bossert is 2 for 2 at the line, the only free throws so far in the game for Wood River, and she already has 9 points. Make it 10 of the 15 as the free throw is up and in. Kaylee Gill is waiting to check into the game. She will come in for Bossert should she make this second free throw. And the second free throw is good. So Bossert makes them both. She's got all 7 points in the quarter here for Wood River, and they lead it by a score of 16-8. Their largest lead here of the game. They're on a 5-1 run here as Godbrandsen picks her dribble up in the backcourt. Gives it off to Van Meter, and across the timeline she comes on the right side. Ball between the circles, swing it over to the left wing to Baker. Baker has a room, takes it in, layup, good. Good job, and timeout, Wood River. Coach Darren Parlin didn't like to see that. Well run, simple play, Baker scores, and with 4:46 to go in the first half of play, it is Wood River 16 and Gibbon 9 here on Class Hits.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
And as always, we want to thank the many fine folks who allow us to bring you high school basketball. Special thanks to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and the crew here for their hospitality and help tonight. As Wood River has the ball against the man-to-man ball fake, Fisher goes by her defender, and we've got, oh, a ball called, and the ball goes in. One of those that could have went either way, but a blocking foul is called on Melissa Baker. Good, strong move to the hoop there by Connor Fisher, and she gets her first bucket. And a chance at a three-point play. And the free throw is too strong. Godbrandsen taps the rebound to herself. That's her first to the game. And Micah Stahl now with the basketball. Stahl slowly walking the ball up. They better hustle a little bit here. The 10-second count is on. Give it to Van Meter, and she just got across the timeline. Van Meter between the circles. High one for Godbrandsen on the right wing. Lob it inside, and shots up, and good, faking the lob, and Godbrandsen, they make the three, and at the other end, the three is answered. So the teams exchange threes, makes it 21-12. Godbrandsen on the left wing, brings it up top, dishes the ball off to Baker to Stahl. Back up Godbrandsen, open, top of the key, three is no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Fisher. Fisher, long pass down the floor. Getting up close and personal with Coach Scott Rasmussen was Alexis Burkhart. She had to go over there to save it, and it's turned over. She had to just throw it back on the court, and it was all Gibbon waiting for it. Stahl at the free throw line, dribbles into the pressure, kicks it back out to Baker. Melissa lobs it back into Stahl, dribble into paint, turnaround jumper. Too strong, and out of bounds it goes. It'll be Wood River basketball, and Bossert's back in. So on the floor, Bossert, Kaylee Gill, along with Burkhart and Heiss for Gibbon. Kate Baker, Melissa Baker, Godbrandsen, Stahl, and Van Meter, the original five starters. They get it backside. There's Bossert. Fadeaway jumper sits on the rim and falls. Big first half for Kelly Bossert. 23-12 on 11-point lead, the first double-digit lead of the game for Wood River. 3.5 to go here in the second quarter of play. High post Stahl, back out Van Meter, doesn't even look to shoot, gives it to Godbrandsen, uses her dribble up. Taylor needs some help, made contact there, I think, with the jaw of Bossert. She's getting pushed around in there. We might see an offensive foul, and now Bossert stepping around trying to knock the ball away is going to get called for the foul. Bossert really got popped in there and I think was trying to figure out where she was. That's her second foul. Here comes Amber Willoughby in for Wood River. Heiss is out. And for Gibbon, Harley Brown, Ashley Kastner, and Nicole Treadway. 3:08 to go, first half, 23-12 Wood River. As we try to figure out who should be on the floor and who shouldn't, Gibbon ready to go now. Ball underneath their own hoop. And throw into the right wing to Baker. Melissa gets it inside to Treadway. Back out to Baker. 19-footer is all net. Melissa Baker with her first bucket of the ball game, making it 23-14 at the other end. Right-hand corner with it. Burkhart tried to drive the baseline. It's cut off there by Treadway. Has to kick it back out to the free throw line. Willoughby. Bossert now. 4-3, and it rattles around and out. It will not go that time. Rebound brought down by Nicole Treadway. And Gibbon will slow the pace. Harley Brown into the front court. 2:35 to go first half. 23-14 Wood River. Right-hand corner with it is Baker to Brown. Back to Baker, and Brown playing catch on the right side of the key. So we get left side to Kate Baker. Baker drives and got shoved by Baugh. Kelsey Baugh got caught a little flat-footed that time, and that'll be her second personal foul. Team foul. Not a lot of fouls, but we've got four players with two. And at the line will be Kate Baker to shoot two, and the first one is no good. Jason Fisher now back in for the Eagles. Coming out, Bossert with the two fouls, and Ball with the two fouls. 2:24 to go here, first half. 23-14, Wood River by nine. Second free throw, Kate Baker dancing on the rim, and it rolls off, no good. Fight for the loose ball. We got a jump ball here between Morgan Heiss and Kastner, and the arrow points the way of Wood River. Gibbon tries to put a little pressure out of the backcourt here. Fisher cover, more than just a little pressure. Now they lob it up, and Fisher's got it, and she is fouled by Melissa Baker. So Van Meter, Godbrison, Baker, all with two fouls, but it's only 16 fouls, so we will not be shooting free throws quite yet. And Connor Fisher to throw it in. Ball nearly lost away. Over and back. It'll be called here on the Eagles. It was nearly stolen. Burkhart did touch it, so that established possession in the front court. And that'll be eighth turnover on Wood River. And Gibbon gets it at midcourt. So they'll throw the ball in. Melissa Baker gives it off to Harley Brown. Over to Kate Baker. Wood River's been stuck on 23 for a while. Gibbon hasn't been able to do a whole lot to close the gap. Heiss nearly stole the ball away, but it's picked up by Treadway. 2 minutes to go in a half, 23-14. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Wood River. So that'll even the team fouls at six apiece. Foul was called on Amber Willoughby. That'll be her first, and back in Baugh and Bossert. And coming out Willoughby and Gill. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, lobs it in. Baugh deflects it. Harley Brown touched it. Out of bounds it goes. And turnover number 10 on Gibbon. The Nebraska men and women are playing tonight. Give you an update on that here in just a little bit. As the inbounds pass is stolen away. Picked up by Baker. Missed the layup, though. Rebound ripped down by Harley Brown. And that's what makes athletics so different. Never know what's going to happen on any given night. Wood River was so fluid last week against state-rated Shelton, and tonight they just can't get anything going, and Gibbon's hanging around. The foul on Connor Fisher, her first, and at the line will be Harley Brown to shoot free throws, but she crossed the free throw line on the one and one, and so it is no good. And that will give Wood River the ball underneath their own hoop. So even right there, couldn't get it going for Gibbon. Had a chance to cut it to seven. Instead, it's Wood River basketball. Minute 45 to go here before halftime. And pressure in the backcourt. The ball now is knocked away, pushing, shoving, grabbing, and Kate Baker makes the steal. Gibbon gets the ball back here. Baker dribbles from the left to the right to Brown. Brown dribbles in, 13-footer. Well off the mark. Ball deflects out front. Players on the floor. And it ends up in Gibbon's hands. Connor Fisher tried to shuffle it to her teammate, but it was picked up there instead by Kastner. 23-14, and we've been there forever. Gibbon basketball, they trail by nine. Baker looking for some help. Gives it to Brown. Minute 10 to go in the half. Harley drives on the right side. Baugh finally reaches in and knocks it away. Baugh by herself will bring it across the timeline. Long pass, tries to get it to Fisher. Instead, punched out of bounds by Kate Baker. In now for Wood River is Kyla Kibbenow, and back in for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes will be Emma Van Meter. And the ball comes in for the Eagles. A minute to go here. The clock is not running. They get the ball to Bossert. Bossert scores, and now the clock takes off. Big first half here for Kelly Bossert. 11 in the quarter and 15 in the game. 15 of the 25. It's 25-14 Wood River. 45 seconds to go and a half. Kimben being patient, working the ball around the perimeter. Kate Baker, right wing. Bounce pass to the low block to Treadway. But she just can't do anything. There isn't anything going on the post right now. Gibbon hoping to get the last shot now, especially with a couple of players with two fouls. They don't want to lengthen the game right now, so they continue to run clock. Treadway, 22 seconds to go. Up top, here's a three-pointer. Kate Baker, it's blocked. Getting a hand on it, Connor Fisher. Ball deflects into the hands of the Buffaloes. It will get two free throws. Foul on the Eagles with 18 seconds to go. And it is Kelly Bossert. And even though Wood River looks to be in a comfortable position with the score, that's Bossert's third. Free throw is up, and it is in by Melissa Baker. And so checking in will be Gill for Bossert. And for Gibbon, here's Hannah Cutterback checking in. Second free throw coming up. On the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Morgan Heiss. Outlet pass to Fisher. Picture dribble up to the backcourt. Back to Heiss. To Burkhart. Midcourt with 11 seconds. Right wing they go. 8 seconds. Burkhart tries to drive. Jump pass to Heiss. Long three by Morgan. Is off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Van Meter. And we are at halftime of our Blue Platte Conference Girls Contest. And your score, the Wood River Lady Eagles 25 and the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes 15. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in a minute. You're listening to Blue Platte Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back to Gibbon, everyone. Doug Duda with you here at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local yellow pages. At the half, in our girls' game, it is Wood River 25 and Gibbon 15. We'll look at the numbers here in just a little bit. The boys' game will follow here on Classic Hits 98.9. And neither team is above 500, but we've had a chance to see them both play lately, and they are playing better. And Gibbon took state-rated Kearney Catholic to the horn here on Tuesday night before losing by one, 55-54. Before that, they had won a couple of games. In fact, let's just be honest, Gibbon started the season 0-5. They're 6-8. They have won 5 of their last 7 games. Their losses by 1 to state-rated Kearney Catholic and by 2 to Donovan Trumbull, who was state-rated at the beginning of the season. If you know the story, they had a lot of kids that weren't eligible to play for the first month of the year, and now they've started to get things turned around, and they're going to be a dangerous at Donovan Trumbull St. Paul game in a conference tournament Tuesday. That is going to be a very important contest. Should be the best contest of that quarterfinal round. So Gibbon playing a lot better here since the holiday tournament, winning 5 of their last 7. For the Wood River boys, they have just 4 wins, but they were 1-12 at one point this season, and they have won 3 of their last 5 with losses to Shelton, where they played very well, and a 2-point loss to Central City. Then they came back and got a win against Ord on Tuesday night. So both teams playing better, getting ready to go to the conference tournament, hoping that they can get a few more wins in the W column before the end of the season. And speaking of that Lou Platte tournament, the semifinals and finals will all be here on Classic Hits 98.9 next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from St. Paul, 6:15 and 8 o'clock for the semis, 2, 4, 6, and 8 for the consolation and finals on Saturday. Also the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the boys' side, it will be on Monday night, Ord at Wood River and Centura at Gibbon, and the games will be at 7 o'clock. Then on Tuesday night, Ravenna will take on the Wood River Ord winner at 8. Donovan Trumbull will host St. Paul at 7. Kearney Catholic will host Loup City at 8. And Adams Central will host the Gibbon Centura winner at 7, the boys' semifinals next Friday. For the girls on Monday, Loup City is at St. Paul. Gibbon is at Adams Central, both at 7 o'clock. Then on Tuesday, Centura will host the Loup City St. Paul winner at 7. Wood River girls are at Ord Tuesday at 7. Kearney Catholic girls will host Donovan Trumbull Tuesday at 6:15. Ravenna will host the Gibbon Adams Central winner Tuesday at 6:15. The girls semifinals next Thursday, and then, of course, Saturday with the consolation and championships. We will also have coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming your way next week. Here on Classic Hits Monday night, we will have some of the girls' quarterfinal action in the FKC. In fact, we will be at Loomis both Monday and Tuesday. On the girls' side, Monday, it will be Overton and SEM at 6. Loomis will play the Elm Creek Pleasanton winner at 7:30. Those play-in games are Saturday. And then coming up on Tuesday, it will be Pleasanton SEM boys at 6, Loomis against the Amherst Eustace Farnham winner at 7:30. Then the semifinals and finals next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Viero Event Center in Kearney will be live on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and as well as PlatteRiverPreps.com. So again, we try to remind you folks, if you're a little bit outside the listening area for our AM signal, just click on the computer, and it'll be like you're right there in the gymnasium listening to the contest. 25-15, your score here at halftime. The Wood River girls with the lead in men's basketball. 4:40 to go in the first half over in Iowa City. First meeting between the Hawkeyes and Huskers since 1976. It's Iowa 31, Nebraska 24 with 4:40 to go. The Nebraska and Iowa women tip it off here in about 30 minutes. We'll be back with the first half stats on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you here as we take a look at our first half stats. First of all, for the Gibbon Lady Buffs, Harley Brown has 2 rebounds. Emma Van Meter has a block and a rebound. Taylor Godberson has 5 points and a rebound. Melissa Banker, 3 points and a rebound. Ashley Kastner, 3 rebounds. Micah Stahl, 5 points and 3 rebounds. Nicole, 1 rebound. And Kate Baker has 2 points. As far as the rebounds, 6 in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 5 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 7 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Foul situation, Van Meter, Godberson, and Melissa Banker all have 2. Gibbon had just 3 points in the first quarter, but they put up 12 in the second at the half. 15 points, 12 rebounds, 2 out of 7 at line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 11 turnovers for the Lady Bumps. For Wood River, Kelsey Baugh, not quite as hot from the 3-point arc as she was last week, has only hit 1, and that's her total, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart, 2 points. Connor Fisher, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Morgan Heiss has hit 1 3-point bucket, 3 rebounds, shot, and Kelly Moss Webster leading the way with 15 points and 5 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter of play, 6 of the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first quarter of play, and 2 of 7 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 in each quarter. Foul situation for Wood River. Bossert does have 3, 2 on Kelsey Baugh. 9 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second at the half. Wood River with 25 points, 13 rebounds, 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 10 turnovers. And at the half, Wood River leads Gibbon by a score of 25 to 15. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And we're back here at Gibbon. As again, we want to say thanks to our many fine sponsors as we get ready for the second half of our girls portion of the Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Gibbon will ball to start the third quarter. They trail here at home to the Lady Eagles of Wood River, 25 to 15. Taylor Godfrey will throw it in here as Gibbon will move from left to right and Wood River right to left as you view it along your radio dial to get our second half underway. Looks like the original starters in for both of the ball clubs. Bakers, Van Meter, Godfrey and Stahl here to start things off offensively for Gibbon. Open, looking at the three. Baker didn't take it, so they'll throw it out from Melissa to Kate. Kate will take the three. It's no good, and it will end up going out of bounds to Wood River. For Wood River there, starting five, Bob Burkhart, Fisher, Heiss, and Bossert. A little full court pressure being put on here by Gibbon. They have made Wood River play their style. They have really made Wood River struggle here as they get the ball down to Baugh in the right-hand corner. She'll skip it out. Burkhart tries to get into Heiss, double team, back into the paint. Here's a short jumper, Bossert. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Emma Van Meter, and then it is kicked out of bounds by the Eagles. But Wood River is not shooting the ball very well here tonight. Gibbon gets it in the hands of Taylor Godfrey. Godfrey will push the ball up the floor here. Wood River is going to set back and play him here maybe in a zone as the ball is deflected out of bounds. And Gibbon will try it one more time. From half court, they get into the defense. Kate Baker back up top to Van Meter. Back to Baker. You got to think of Gibbon could just get a couple shots to fall, maybe make it interesting here. Give themselves some confidence. It's been a while since they've been in that game here with all these rated teams playing. The jumper on the way by Van Meter won't go, and Bossert's taller than everybody. She wins the battle for the rebound. Down to Burkhart. Short jumper is off the mark. Put it right over the rim there with a little annie-annie over it. Emma Van Meter gets her second straight rebound. Here's Godverson. Long-range jumper off the iron. No good. Rebound ripped down by Stahl, and she'll be fouled and put back. Two free throws coming up here for Micah Stahl. The foul on Connor Fisher will be her second and the first foul of the half on either team. Stahl scored the first 3 points of the game, and we haven't heard from her since. 1 of 2 at the line. And Gibbon has not shot free throws well. They need to if they want to get in this game, and that one is strong. Just all those indicators of why they've only won 2 games and another reason, not being able to shoot free throws well. Stahl's second free throw on the way, and it won't go. And a rebound brought down by Morgan Heiss, her fourth. She'll get it off to Kelsey Baugh. Here comes Baugh into the front court. They keep an eye on her. Into the corner to Burkhart. Right wing. There is. Bounce it over to Burkhart. It's through her hands. And out of bounds. Turnover Wood River. That's kind of the amazing thing. Now we are even in turnovers at 11 apiece. And Gibbon has also struggled shooting the ball, obviously. They're down 10. Wood River and Gibbon pretty even in the rebounding department as the ball gets deflected away. Here's Burkhart picking it up, maybe. Finally grabs it, gives it off to Baugh. Baugh has to work her way for a reverse layup, and they're going to call a foul on Emma Van Meter, her third. Well, unfortunately, it looks more like an opening weekend game than a game before the conference tournament. Teams are just off the mark here as the free throw by Baugh is no good. Back in is going to be Carly Brown, and checking out with those three fouls is going to be Emma Van Meter. 6:10 to go in the third quarter. And the second free throw by Baugh is on the way, and it is good. So there's our first point of the second half, 26-15, Wood River by 11. They've been able to get to 11 about three times now, but no farther, and Gibbon hasn't been able to get closer than 7. 3 in a corner is up and in, and knocking it down is Melissa Baker. She now has 6 points. Second three of the game for Gibbon. 8-point lead for Wood River. They nearly step out of bounds, trying to throw it over the top of the press. Fisher has it. Dribble back out to the top of the circle. Now she finds a seam. The runner's up too strong. Ball rolls into the hands of Kelly Bossert. She'll go right side, left side to Heist. Now right side to Baugh. Three-pointer Kelsey. In and out, no good. And another rebound pulled down. This time it's saved by Fisher. And in the paint, here's an open jumper that finally goes for a Burkhart. 28-18, Wood River. And Gibbon will bring it across the timeline with Godverson on the left side. Guarded by Baugh this time. Skip pass, try to get it up top. It's deflected by Fisher. Can she get it before it goes out of bounds? No. And it will belong to the Buffaloes. But all the way in the backcourt, they'll have to face pressure again, it would appear. Gibbon 2-15, Wood River 8-8. But as we said, the teams at Wood River have lost to all but one are state rated still. And Ord's 11. Those teams have a combined record of 109-18. But Wood River also still kind of looking for that first signature win. Maybe they can get it in the conference tournament as we get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Wood River. Gibbon's first turnover of the second half. But there has not been much flow to the basketball game. And really right now, Wood River appears to be doing is just trying to find a way to get a couple more buckets than Gibbon and keep the lead and get out of here with a win. But I know Coach Parlin was hoping they'd be a little crisper getting ready for the tournament as Baugh gives it to Heist. Left-hand corner three, no good. Long rebound run down by Kate Baker. Baker tries to go all the way to the other end, but it's knocked away from behind by Connor Fisher and the steal made. Up the left side, Burkhart. Cut off there by Harley Brown. Swings it to Baugh inside the cutter. Heist is there, and she'll draw the foul on Taylor Godverson. And that'll be the third on Godverson. So Van Meter has three. Sid has three. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Checking in for the Eagles, Amber Willoughby. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good for Heiss. She now has 4 points. Checking in Treadway for Gibbon. Also checking in for Gibbon, Leah Danielson. And we're waiting for the second free throw now for Heiss. And here we go. On the way, and it is good. So Morgan hits them both. She's got 5 points as a team. Wood River is 7 of 9 from the free throw line. 30-18 compared to 2 of 9 for Gibbon. And 5 points on the board right now and make it a lot more interesting. Instead of 12, we'd be down to 7, obviously, as Gibbon runs into that weave offense. Godverson picks her dribble up, guarded by Bossert, trying to get it inside to Stahl. Stahl, not comfortable with the drop step, gives it up top to Baker. Melissa drives, back up top, Stahl. Now Stahl comes in as she tries to get the shot away. A foul will be called as Baugh and Burkhart collapsed in on her. And the foul will be on Alexis Burkhart, her second. And two free throws coming up for Mike Stahl. 1 of 4 at the line, has 5 points here in the basketball game. And the free throw, short, no good. from Iowa City. Nebraska and Iowa are at halftime. The Hawkeyes lead the Huskers 38-31. Second free throw up, and that's good. So Stahl gets one of two. She's got 6 points, and it's 30-19 Wood River. 3:55 to go here, third quarter. Heiss on the right side of the key, back out to Baugh. Gibbons man-to-man is giving the Eagles trouble tonight. Right side to Heiss. They are 3 of 15 from three-point land. Baugh in the right-hand corner. Guarded there by Treadway. Backs out, now decides to attack. Gets it into Bossert, and she's fouled. And that's four on Godbrunson. Godbrunson went out to try and front her, and then that's when the ball came in. She got caught reaching around. But now on Godbrunson. Looks like she'll have to come out. And two free throws coming up for Bossert. And the first one is in. Her first point of the second half. 16 in the game for Bossert. Van Meter back in for Gibbon. And Connor Fisher back in for the Eagles. 3:32 to go here. The third quarter. 31-19. As Wood River tries to go back above 500. They set it 8-8. Second free throw. Skips around and decides it wants to go in. Bossert 6 of 6 at the line. 32-19 Wood River. Gibbon to the backcourt. Fisher went for the steal, couldn't get it. And Van Meter will push the ball up the floor. Good crossover dribble into the free throw line, but then passes it off. That lane was open, but Van Meter wasn't even looking to shoot. Now she has it up top, guarded there by Fisher. Fisher getting pretty handsy. I would expect the foul is going to be called here pretty soon. Baker leaves it off for Stahl. Stahl drives. She'll get the foul. And if it's on Bossert, that's her fourth. But it's not. It's on Baugh. And her third. But two free throws coming up for Stahl, who is making her third trip to the line this quarter. Wood River had three fouls, all on Micah Stahl shots. And the first free throw is on the way in. Two in a row for Stahl. She's got 7. Burkhardt in, Bossert out. 3:07 to go here in the third quarter. 32-20 Wood River. And everybody subbing one at a time here. Macy Milks comes in for Gibbon. And now we're ready to shoot that second free throw for Micah Stahl. It is on the way, and it is good. So Stahl hits a bow. She's out. Kastner is in. 32-21 Wood River. And inbounded here without any pressure in the backcourt. Van Meter will wait for Baugh when she brings it across the timeline off to Burkhardt. Quick dribble, but can't get anywhere. Stops the three-point line. Back out to Baugh. They're playing catch on the left side of the key. Looking in for Willoughby. She's double-teamed. Bossert, or excuse me, Heiss, left-hand corner. Up to Burkhardt. Good ball movement down the low post. Here's Fisher. Turnaround jumper rolls off the rim. No good. It's out of bounds. Last touched by the Eagles. And Gibbon will get the ball back. It was 9-3 Wood River after one. 25-15 at the half. And it's 32-21 right now. Wood River has led the entire way. And they're looking for more right here. But Gibbon has the ball, and it is thrown into the hands of Fisher. But all she can do is knock the ball out of bounds. Don't forget Andy Creek and Sutton, currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. North Carolina, North Carolina State on ESPN Radio. 14-60-15-50. Van Meter up the floor. Feet tangled up, but she keeps her balance. Gives it over to the right wing, Danielson. Dribbles away from the bucket. Now off a hard pick. They roll it down to Kastner. Turnaround jumper right. No good. Offensive rebound. Treadway kicks it out. Ball deflected. They get it to Van Meter, and she's fouled on the shot. And two more free throws coming up for the Buffaloes. The foul called on Connor Fisher, her third. And again, if Gibbon could start making some free throws, the way this is going, they could hang around. Free throw up and in by Van Meter. That's her first point of the basketball game, and it cuts it down to 10. Second free throw on the way, and it won't go. Defensive rebound to Morgan Heiss. That's her fifth of the basketball game. Give it over to Baugh. Hasn't been a ton of rebounds in the game because a lot of them are getting kicked out of bounds. Here's Willoughby in the paint. Looks, doesn't take the shot. Swing it back over to Heiss. Three-pointer is up. It is no good. Backside rebound comes down to Treadway. Hands it off to Danielson. Leading to the front court. Basketball on the left wing. Trying to avoid the double team. The Eagles are trying to set up, and Baugh trying to get through a screen is going to be called for her fourth foul. That'll be the fourth on Kelsey Baugh, three on Bossert, three on Fisher for Gibbon, four on Godberson, three on Van Meter. A lot of fouls, but the ones we've had have been on the same people. Gibbon ball at midcourt, dangerous pass, ball deflected away, and Gibbon tries to grab it before it goes out of bounds in the backcourt. But they do. And now a whistle. And I don't know why the whistle. Our official blew the play dead for some reason. Thought maybe there's some blood on the floor. Let's look and see. 1:50 to go here, the quarter of play. And it is 32-22, and Van Meter must have scraped her knee. So they'll get that cleaned up and bring Kate Baker back into the game. 32-22, your score. And it is given ball, so after all that, we'll throw it in. Get it into Milks. Swings it over on the left wing to Danielson. And without their leading scorer, Godberson, in there, they have to look inside as the ball is deflected out of bounds. 1:40 to go, third quarter. After tonight, we are on to the conference tournament for the Gibbon girls, Monday at Adams Central. For Wood River, they will be on to the conference at Ord. As the inbounds pass, Gibbon gets it into the paint. Jumper Kastner rattles out, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in by Leah Danielson. First rebound, first bucket for Danielson. The lead is now 8, 32-24. Eagles into the front court with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Back up top. Dribbling the basketball is going to be Connor Fisher. Left wing to Burkhart. Into the corner they go to Kimenow. Low post Willoughby. That's just nothing. Swinging out to Burkhart. Skip pass over the top of the zone here. Minute 10 to go. Now a three Burkhart on the way, and it is in. So they haven't hit a lot of threes. They are 4 out of 17, but it seems like every time that Gibbon kind of gets close, they bury one. 35-24. Less than a minute to go. And an illegal screen set by Gibbon. Foul is on Ashley Kastner. Her first, team's fourth, but the ball goes back over to Wood River. Neither team has burned a timeout here in the quarter. So Wood River has three, Gibbon four, as we head to the fourth quarter. If they don't use one in the last 45 seconds. Wood River ball into the corner. Oh, nice pass into the paint there, but Kimenow didn't take the shot on the bullet pass from Kimenow. Instead, the ball is going to be deflected and stolen away. Second turnover of the quarter for Wood River. Both teams have taken better care of the ball here in the second half. And with it is Leah Danielson. Spins to the right side and gives it off to Treadway. Up top to Milks. 20 seconds to go. Gibbon spreads there, trying to get it to single digits heading into the fourth quarter. And holding the ball is Kate Baker. 10 seconds, trying to get that pick and roll. It won't work. Milks now into the paint they go, and a travel going to be called on Gibbon. Their third turnover of the quarter. 6.5 seconds remaining here in quarter number three. And Gibbon will pressure. Coming in quickly, Caitlin Herman. And take Willoughby out here for maybe another shooter. Herman can throw up a three. Dump it in real short here to Fisher. Fisher, trouble in the backcourt, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they will not get a shot away. And we are at the end of three quarters. Wood River 35 and Gibbon 24. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, Gibbon, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Gibbon High School. The Buffaloes will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, trailing Wood River 35-24. Get it into Stahl. She walked at the basketball. And that will be the 15th turnover. They get that ball on the post, but they don't do anything with it. And that has got to be frustrating for Coach Rasmussen. They're doing what they want to do, just not getting any shots. But for Gibbon, they were in the game with Amherst a little bit. They were in the game with Donovan Trumbull. So they're trying to get one going here in the fourth quarter against a pretty good Wood River team, but they have struggled shooting the ball tonight. They are led by Kelly Bossert with 17, and now Wood River turns it over for the 13th time. On the other end, Gibbon is led by Micah Stahl with 8. Fouls have been the story here for Gibbon. Godperson has 4 for Wood River. Baugh has 4. And a handful of others with 3, but both of those players are on the floor to start the fourth quarter. Stahl in the paint makes a nice move around. Bossert puts it off the window and scores. 10 points for Micah Stahl. And a nice move that time. That's what they would like to get more of. 35-26 Wood River. First minute here, the fourth quarter. Kate Baker put pressure on Baugh. Swings it over to Burkhart. High post they go to Bossert. Playing a little triangle on the left wing. Double team Bossert gets in the paint. Can't get the shot. Into the corner to Fisher. Fisher back up top. Burkhart swings it left side to Heiss. Wood River is 4 of 17 from three-point land. Gibbon is 2 of 6. A minute gone in the fourth quarter, 35-26 Eagles. Driving in, Baugh, ball got hit. She's able to pick it back up. Now Fisher drives right side, a Heiss. Long possession here, Wood River. Great defense by the Buffs. Ball faked by Fisher, drives to the baseline into the double team. Finally, they got Burkhart, top of the key, open three, and it's good. Well, they had to be very patient on the Wood River side, but it did pay off with a three-pointer, the second of the game. For Alexis Burkhart, she's got 10. Then the inbounds pass is stolen away. Bossert can't make the shot. Rebound brought down, a tie-up between Bossert and Godberson. And the arrow points the way of Wood River. Don't forget at the end of the show, or end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show, as Heiss throws, or Fisher throws it into Baugh in the right-hand corner. Up top, Burkhart. Swing it left side to Fisher. Left elbow with it. Turnaround jumper, Bossert. Too strong that time. Heiss tips it right back to her, and she'll score. Heiss tipped the ball into the hands of Kelly Bossert, and Bossert now with 19, her first field goal of the second half. 40-26. The lead is up to 14, which is the largest of the game, I believe, now for Wood River, and Gibbon throws it away. 3 straight turnovers for the Buffaloes after they had cut it to 8. Ball left wing, cups the basketball on the dribble to Burkhart. Back out between the circles to Fisher. Puts the ball on, catch a breath, and to let the offense set up here. Playing around the perimeter against the given man-to-man. Low block, Heiss tries to get it to the trailer, who's Bossert. She's fouled as she takes it inside. And Kelly will go to the line and shoot 2. The foul is on Micah Stahl. That'll be her first and the 5th team foul. Each team with 5 here in the second half. And Bossert to the free throw line. Puts the first one up and no good short. That's the first one she hit, her first 6. Tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, Sandy Creek at Kearney Catholic. Doubleheader scheduled to begin at 6. Second free throw, Bossert up and in, and that's point number 20 for Kelly Bossert. 41-26. In favor of the Eagles, who now should have enough of a lead that they won't have a problem getting win number 9. As Godperson brings the ball up the floor on Bossert, bumping off each other a little bit. Godperson has 4 fouls. Bossert has 3. Stahl all the way out at midcourt. Runs right into Van Meter off the pick. Now comes around her to the left-hand corner. Back out Godperson. Her 3 is blocked by Bossert. Picked up by Stahl. Here's the jumper on the way, short by Melissa Baker. And we have got a foul called on Gibbon as Bossert grabbed the rebound. It's on Micah Stahl. It's her sack into the team's sixth. 5 minutes exactly to go in the game. 41-26 now. And again, another late sub here. Here comes Harley Brown into the game. And also checking in will be Nicole Treadway. I think Coach Rasmussen wants to make sure that he can get this full court pressure defense set up. So taking some time, putting them in. Baseball pass to try to get it in. Harley Brown deflects it, but it goes out of bounds. They get it to Fisher around midcourt. So a little farther up the floor to try and get it in. And the ball's knocked away, Brown, and this time it is stolen. And they'll throw it out for a three. Melissa Baker, it's good. Timeout called by Gibbon. Baker with her second three, 9 points for her in the game, and a timeout on the floor. 4:51 to go in our basketball game, and it is Wood River 41 and Gibbon 29. We'll be right back.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And a big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and the crew here at Gibbon for their hospitality as we're in the fourth quarter of our girls' game, part of our Luplat Conference doubleheader. The boys will follow at approximately 7:45. This game actually taking a little longer, but should be ready to go by at least 7:45, if not sooner. 41-29, River, 4:51 to go here at Gibbon. And Fisher to throw it in the backcourt. Man-to-man pressure gets it into Burkhart to Bossert. Bossert, they don't necessarily want her running the point. Throws over the top to Burkhart. Backside, Fisher into the front court. Kicks it out to Baugh. And they're going to try and set their offense up now. Lob it down to Bossert. Low block. Turnaround jumper around and out. No good. And Gibbon cannot grab the rebound. It does go out of bounds off Wood River. At the end of the game, the Misco Sports post-game show. Reminder, next week, full coverage of the Fort Kearney and Luplat Conference basketball tournaments. Dribbling through the double team is Kate Baker. Baker pushes the ball up the floor, across the timeline, right side. Gives it to Melissa Baker. Melissa tries, puts the running 12-footer up, no good. Good. Rebound brought down by Nicole Treadway. Started to shoot, changed her mind, and will be called for a travel. Turnover number 18 in the game for Gibbon. Still putting the pressure on here, hoping the Eagles will turn it over a couple of times. But they do get it into the front court, and Baugh waits for the rest of her teammates. On the right sideline in front of the visiting crowd, and a timeout called by Wood River as Baugh is trapped, and it is a full-length timeout with 4:08 to go in the basketball game. Nobody has anything but full-length timeouts left, so we'll take it with them. It is Wood River still 41-29 here on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And out of the timeout, Gibbon's going to steal the ball away from Wood River. Van Meter's going to go coast to coast. Tough shot up and in for Emma Van Meter. Her first field goal to go along with a free throw. 41-31 Wood River. And the ball knocked away again. Kate Baker, but it's deflected into Bosser's hands, and then a foul called on the Buffaloes. That was the break that Gibbon needed, and it just didn't take the right bounce. The foul is on Van Meter, and now she has four. And we are in the bonus as Wood River brings Kaylee Gill into the game. Kelly Bossert is at the line. She is 7 of 8 at the line, has 20 points, 9 rebounds, a block shot. Another solid effort from the junior, Bossert. Free throw up and in. 42-31, 3:44 remains in our game. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats and then get you ready for our boys' game. Second free throw now for Bossert, up and in. So Bossert hits them both, and subbing into the game is going to be Connor Fisher. Wood River has decided to put full court pressure on here, and Godbrison will throw it into Van Meter. Van Meter just taking her time, bringing that ball up the floor. Good job there. Brings it across herself, gives it off to Harley Brown. Back up top to Kate Baker. Top of the circle, looking inside. Cutter Brown is covered, dribbles to the left wing. Now takes it to Brown to the corner. Back up top to Melissa Baker, to Van Meter at the top of the circle. Gibbon moving the ball quickly here. Godbrison covered by Bossert out of the three-point arc. Now takes the shot, and it skips off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Alexis Burkhart. She'll give it off to Fisher. And across the timeline they'll come. Burkhart and Fisher playing catch between themselves. Now over to Heiss, left wing. Burkhart guarded out here by Melissa Baker. 3 minutes to go. 43-31 Wood River. 16-foot jump for Bossert. Nothing but net. Off a mini pick and roll. Kelly continues to play as good as anybody tonight. 45-31 to the lead. Right back out to 14. Little give and go. Brown grabs it, but she ends up behind the hoop, so she has to kick it back out. Godbrison up top. Baker. Melissa for three. It's good. And another timeout by Gibbon. Melissa Baker has hit two threes here in the quarter. So Gibbon not going away, but they still got a lot of work to do with 2:37 to go in the basketball game. Wood River 45, Gibbon 34 on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
14:40 to go in the game. Nebraska has closed the gap. Iowa 44, Nebraska 41. Here we've got 2.5 to go. Wood River 45 and 34 for Gibbon, as Bossert just about lost the basketball, and a foul will be called on Gibbon. It's going to go on Harley Brown. That is her first 8th team foul. And we're shooting free throws the rest of the way here for Wood River. Kelsey Baugh, 1 of 2 at the line. Just 4 points in the ball game so far tonight. 2:25 remains. And a free throw by Baugh is up and in. 5 points now for Kelsey. 46-34. Wood River got up by 11 in the first half of play, and it's not been closer than 7, I don't believe, to the way. Second free throw, no good. And the ball gets into the hands of Bossert. Heiss might have been over the back there as she tipped it to keep it alive, and a foul called on Taylor Godbrison, and she is fouled out of the game. 5 points and 2 rebounds tonight for Godbrison, playing her next-to-last home game here as a senior. And she will come out of the game and at the line to shoot more free throws will be Kelly Bossert. And Milks will come in Godbrison's place. 2:25 remaining, and they're going to give Bossert 2 shots, 7 in the quarter, 24 in the game. Free throw, no good. Two-shot foul, they say. Everybody was going for the rebound. So one more here for Bossert, who's probably tiring a little bit. She has been basically all of the offense tonight. Burkhart does have 10. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. So one of two for Bossert. 25 in the game, 47-34. Wood River, 2:15 to go. Baker drives the baseline, shot blocked and taken away by Bossert. And she ran right into a wall of purple, and now Baugh up the floor. Trying to get out of the backcourt. Bossert swings it up, throws to Fisher. It was way over her head and out of bounds. Fourth turnover of the quarter, 16th of the game for Wood River. Micah Stahl re-enters. So Gibbon will have to try again on Monday night at Adams Central in the play-in game of the tournament to break the losing streak as Van Meter takes a 16-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down Cart. Gives it over to Fisher and a foul, and you got to hope it doesn't turn into a foul fest now with this game almost in hand. As the kids hit the ground there, you don't want anybody to get hurt. Harley Brown, her second foul, and Connor Fisher will shoot two because we are now in the double bonus. Fisher 0 of 1, one bucket in the game. And Connor's free throw is going to be no good. Fisher will have a second free throw coming here. Wood River, only a couple of seniors on the team, Ice and Willoughby. And now with some perspiration on the basketball, they want to towel that down here before the second free throw is attempted by Connor Fisher. Again, tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic hosting Sandy Creek here on Classic Hits. Free throw number two is up, and it is in by Connor Fisher. 48-34, pushing the ball up the floor here. Harley Brown for Gibbon, and her pass deflected and stolen away by Fisher. Fisher gets by everybody, takes it to the hoop. The layup is good. Connor Fisher makes it 50-34 now. Biggest lead of the night for Wood River. After the lead had been cut down to 10, it's back up to 16. Milks to the corner. Off the pick, nowhere to go. Back up to Baker. Back to Milks. Top of the circle. Dribbles into the paint. Has her shot blocked by Fisher. Heck of a 30 seconds here by Connor Fisher. And now another foul. Harley Brown's third. And it looks like Coach Parley is going to clear the bench here. As we've got a timeout called by Gibbon. With 1:21 remaining in the contest. 50-34. Wood River with the lead. We've got free throws coming up when we come back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
As we come back to action, Kelly Bossert shooting two free throws. She's hit the first one. The second one is good. And she will finish the night with 27 points, 52-34. It was 41-31, but an 11-3 run has put this one away for Wood River. They have brought Maddie Luer into the ball game. Right now, given with a basketball, though, up top, Melissa Baker, quick three, looking for three in a row. That one is no good. The ball deflected into the hands of Kate Baker. Shot no good. Then we get a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Gibbon. Also in there for Wood River is Caitlin Herman, some other girls that we've seen in Willoughby and Gill, and also Kimmenau. Right now, Gibbon ball on the offense. Trying to find a way to get a shot away. Melissa Baker over to Stahl. Stahl, left-hand corner. They're trying to shoot the three. She backs up, shoots the three. No good. Offensive rebound, Van Meter. Grabs it and scores off the missed three. 5 points now for Van Meter. 52-36, just 50 seconds to go in the game. Wind River will get it into Caitlin Herman. It's stolen away. Can they pick it up? Brown does and scores. Harley Brown will get the cheap one there off the steal. 35 seconds to go, 52-38. Wind River better hustle and get it in. Willoughby finally does to Lure. Maddie, the freshman, having some trouble trying to find the teammate. Now they get it across the timeline with Willoughby. 22 seconds to go. Wood River will pick up the win. Swing it over the left side to Kyla Kivenow. And the ball deflected and stolen away. Another steal here for Given going to the other end. And something happened down there. It went out of bounds. Travel foul block. Something happened. That didn't look right. In for Wood River, Julia Rojas and Serena Shuck. For the final few seconds of this game, it is going to be Given ball. Might get one more shot away here. In is Micah Stahl up top to Baker, over to Brown. Brown drives, pass is kicked out of bounds. Another chance here for Given. Brown expected somebody to be on the other side of the lane there, and they weren't. Into Baker, back to Stahl, three in the right-hand corner off the mark, and this basketball game is over. The final score, the Wood River Lady Eagles 52 and the Given Lady Buffaloes 38. We'll be back with the final numbers of the Misco Sports postgame show right after.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to Given. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Well, Misco Sports has served Kearney in the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. Even though their retail store in Kearney has now closed, Misco will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have any questions, contact their main office at 728-5261. First off, for the Given Lady Buffaloes tonight, seven players score. Harley Brown, 2 points, three rebounds. Emma Van Meter, 5 points, four rebounds and a block. Taylor Godverson had some foul trouble tonight, ended up with 5 points and two rebounds. Melissa Baker led the team in scoring. She hit three threes, had 12 points, one rebound. Leah Danielson had 2 points and a rebound. Ashley Castor, three rebounds. Micah Stahl, 2 points, four rebounds. Nicole Treadway, four rebounds, and Kate Baker, 2 points and two rebounds. 12 rebounds in each half for Given. Free throw shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, and 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for the Lady Buffs, 11 in the first half and 8 in the second. Given had 15 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half, and the Lady Buffs finished with 38 points, 24 rebounds, 6 out of 15 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from three-point land, 1 block and 19 turnovers. Given drops their 11th in a row to go to 2 and 16. They will open up the conference tournament Monday night at Adams Central at 7. We'll look at the numbers for the Lady the Eagles of Wood River right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Just 5 players scored, all starters. No points off the bench tonight for the Eagles. Kelsey Baugh, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Fisher, 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. Morgan Heiss, 5 points, 6 rebounds and a block. And once again leading the way, Kelly Bossert, 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 13 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting for the Eagles, pretty good tonight. 4 of 5 in the first half, 13 out of 18 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Wood River had 25 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 52 points, 24 rebounds, 17 out of 23 at the free throw line, 5 of 18 from three-point land, 5 blocks, and 18 turnovers. Wood River will improve to 9-8 on the season with a 52-38 win at Gibbon. And up next for Wood River, they will be playing at Ord, the 4-5 matchup in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament, 7 o'clock. On Tuesday night, they return home on the 7th for their final home game against Grand Island Central Catholic. We're about 20 minutes away from tip of the boys game. That's at 7:45 tonight, so stay with us here. Also, you can tune in to class or to the Breeze 94.5, Sandy Creek Sutton. You've got North Carolina, North Carolina State on ESPN Radio. North Carolina handed it to State 61-32. And the Nebraska basketball team got down early. They're trying to come back. 11 minutes to go. Iowa 50, Nebraska 46. For our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, although the retail store closed now in Kearney, they still going to take care of you. Uniforms, the bats, the equipments, the helmets, everything you need at Misco Sports. This is Doug Duda saying stay with us. More basketball coming up in 15 minutes here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.